Welcome to Foolproof Bites. It's just me today, but don't fear, I haven't run out of contributors, or at least I haven't run out yet, which is a gentle reminder to those of you who are still thinking about what you want to say. Don't overthink it. Just do it. Just send me a voice note. Tell me what's on your heart. There are some great contributions lined up for the next couple of weeks, though, but I thought I would interrupt normal proceedings today to give you a little update on one or two things that are on the go in this Advent season and add a tiny bite of my own at the end. Firstly then, here are a few things you might like to seek out this month. Celtic Worship have a new Christmas album out for 2022. It's called Come Behold, Christmas Collaborations, and the clue is in the name. It features guest artists such as Ron Block, Noddy McIver, Unomo Okudo and Blue Rose Code. The album launch event was last night and it was phenomenal. My feet are achy and my ears are ringing today, and that's, I think, a good thing. You can order copies of the CD on the Celtic Worship website, or of course you can find the music on all your usual streaming platforms. If you're an avid listener to this podcast, you'll be familiar with Fellowship Film. That's the production company run by the Todds and the Walkinshaws. We've had a few references to them so far this season. Their most recent feature film, Jessie and the Elf Boy, is now available to buy on DVD in the UK. Now, I'm slightly biased about this because I've got a cameo role in it, but I do think it's really good. It's suitable for all ages, it's good fun, it's a great story. It's a brilliant stocking filler, actually, and you can find it on the Fellowship Film website. For US listeners, it's already available on Amazon, and it will be available soon in the UK on Amazon too. If you're interested in poetry and you're on Instagram, there are lots of beautiful poetic offerings at this time of the year. Vicky Allen, who's an East Lothian-based poet, is writing a poem a day during Advent, and she's posting that on her Instagram account. So check out at bringonthejoycreates for a beautiful morsel of delight every day. And as somebody who writes poetry and puts it out on the web, can I encourage you to like and share any work that you discover? Not only does it encourage the poet, but it means that other people can find their work too. There are lots of artists out there. We all know artists and craftspeople making beautiful things, and this is a key time of year for them. So don't forget to seek out and support local artists if you can this Christmas. You can usually find them at in-person markets, and obviously lots of them sell online too. And of course, there are lots of events happening across the country in the lead up to Christmas. This weekend is the Origin Scotland event. There are still tickets available for the Usher Hall in Edinburgh on Saturday and Finlay Church in Glasgow on Sunday. That's carols and readings and poems and drama. Lovely. Come and enjoy. Finally, keep your eyes peeled after Christmas for a foolproof creative collaboration that's happening in January. Last year, during COP26, many of you will remember that we ran a poetry challenge over the 14 days of the conference, and loads of people joined in with that. Following on from it, we're collaborating with Restore Glasgow, an anti-trafficking charity, to run a seven-day poetry project. So every day for 7 days, we will post a writing prompt and some information, and participants will then have 24 hours to write something. Could be a song, a poem, a prayer, writing it in response to the prompt and posting it online using the hashtag HopeRestored23. More information on that will be released over the next few weeks, so make sure you're following the Foolproof accounts and Restore Glasgow for more. And I think the really exciting part of all of this is that we're going to kick off the project with a real life in-person evening. Oh, an evening of creativity on Friday 20th January in Glasgow. So put that in your diaries. It's going to be in the city centre. Follow our socials for more information. Sharpen your pencils for a bit of poetry collaboration coming up in the new year. Not much time left for a bite from me, but here's a question to take you into the weekend. It's a busy time of year. There are deadlines, gigs, performances, tax returns and social events to attend to. And for me, that can mean I become quite self-focused. I shift into survival mode, determined to get everything done and guarding the work that I do so that I can pay the bills at the end of January. The question I'm asking myself this December is, where am I making room for generosity? Now, of course, that could be financial, but that's quite obvious, isn't it? But my question is, where am I being generous of spirit by cheering others on, including them in work opportunities, spotlighting their work in a way that might mean I have to direct some of the follow spot away from my project in a loud, shouty, dog-eat-dog world? That is actually really countercultural. Something to ponder. Can I end the year more generous than I began it? Right, that's enough wisdom from me. Join me on Tuesday when we're thinking about boredom. That's right. Boredom. Foolproof Bites is created and produced by Fiona Stewart for Foolproof Creative Arts. For more information about Foolproof's work, go to www.foolproofcreativearts.com or follow us on Twitter, Instagram or Facebook.